In the U.S., each year, about 36 million people do it. That's 1 in 9. And this year, I was one of them.
Broaching the subject 6 months out. January 5th, paragraph 12 of 16, in long, late-night email to Adam, who was away in California.
At some point this fall, Revan asked me what I thought about the idea of moving in with you. I can't really remember why. I honestly don't remember what I said to her. It was like my brain was powering down because someone had opened way too many internet browsers. And I said that I figured that you would tell me when you felt ready for that. So, of course, she wanted to know, but what did I think about it? And all I could really tell her was that I guessed that I would probably be ready then, too. A month after that, I was driving down Forest Street, and I saw an apartment window that was all lit up, and someone was sitting at a table, and it looked like there were these plants growing behind them. And I just had this sudden thought, or sort of more of a feeling, of how it would be great if that was my apartment and also your apartment. And I brought this up with Revan, except by the time I was talking to her, what I ended up doing was just listing all of the reasons that living with another person in the abstract was a weird and scary thought, and that this is why I would just wait until it came up. And like with the idea of having children, there are legitimate fears I have about anything that is as big a change as that. But the biggest fear for me is just getting excited about something that I haven't thought that I would have.
January 6th, paragraph 4 of 7 in medium-long early morning email, response to Carolyn.
One of the things I wanted to find space to think about during my time out here was home, what it meant to me, and what I wanted mine to look like. Over the past few months, I've been thinking often about what it would be like for us to live together. A possibility that has filled me with excitement, fear, and occasionally even sadness. I've wondered what our home would look like. How would we decorate it? How would we make it the kind of space where other people feel welcome and at ease? What kind of shared meals would we make? What kind of warm and fuzzy traditions and shared experiences would living together make possible? How higgy would our home be? How would it allow us to grow in our relationship? I'm grateful to you for starting this conversation, and I'm very eager to continue it. I want to be thinking about what it would be like for us to live together and to think about home together.
The Hunt, 3 months out.
What you doing?
Craigslist again.
Oh. That one looks nice.
Yeah, but...
Ooh. Yeah, a little out of our price range.
How many apartments do you think are for rent in all of Boston?
A lot.
We must have looked at least half of them by now.
The hunt continues. 2.5 months out.
So, how were the apartments you saw today?
Perfectly sized. For munchkins. Or for cooking your pasta while holding a hot plate in your lap in your kitchen that also doubles as the hallway and a closet. It was certainly a conversation starter.
Yes, I've seen many conversation starter apartments in my day.
Yeah, mostly a conversation about how we need to win the lottery.
The hunt continues to continue. 2.25 months out.
So, what did you think?
No.
Yeah, definitely no.
Very, very no.
The find, 2 months out.
That one looks nice, really nice.
I know. And it has a fire escape that could double as, like, a tiny porch. And it's affordable, and without a broker fee, and Adam is away in Italy.
I think you should text the number anyway.
Hey, they texted back. They're showing it today.
Okay, get your keys.
Without Adam?
He said if you found someplace nice, you should go for it.
True, but...
Let's go. It's that one.
I think there's a parking spot up there.
Has Adam called back?
No. I don't even know if he's turning on his phone today.
Well, let's go see it.
But what if I really like it?
Isn't that the point? So?
It was really nice.
Yeah, you gotta go for it.
But Adam still isn't picking up his phone.
Send her the references. Maybe he'll call back later. They obviously had other people interested, so you need to move fast.
I don't even have his landlord's contact info. We're gonna have to break into his apartment. Well, I mean, I have a key.
Email to Adam, May 29th, 9:34 p.m.
Dear Adam, I wish I could have talked to you on the phone tonight. I'm sure you will love the apartment, but it felt weird to hit go without you. And once I did, my excitement was mixed in with anxiety and a thought on repeat of, I hope I did the right thing, I hope Adam likes it, I hope I did the right thing, I hope it's not too small, I hope Adam likes it. I spoke to the landlord again on the phone a few hours ago before dropping off the lease and the deposit, and she said that I could arrange with the current tenants to bring you by the apartment when you get back. I'm looking forward to the two of us doing a lot of measuring.
May 29th, 9:35 p.m.
Thank you for your message. I will have limited access to email until Monday, June 5th. I look forward to responding when I return. Thank you for your patience. Adam.
May 29th, 11:30 p.m.
Dear Adam, since I sent my last email, my brain has just kept cycling and cycling and worrying about your commute, about whether I should have waited for you to be home, about whether you would even like the bedroom. And as my brain has been circling, it seems to cinch down the dimensions of the apartment until I'm just remembering these three tiny dark rooms. So I watched the apartment video my sister took on repeat about 44 times. And I don't know if this was exactly calming, but it did certainly re-expand the apartment to its rightful size, complete with windows. I imagined where the couches would go, and our books, and our table. I imagined where my plants would go, and where our dog would go, And how we could actually put the bed the way that you want it, with space on both sides. Still, I'm gonna feel a lot better when you're home, and we can go over to the apartment together. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to get to sleep anytime soon. Good night.
May 30th, 12:47 a.m.
Dear Adam, I don't think in the future I will make such a big decision that affects both of us for a whole year without having you here. You know that feeling before the first day of school or a new job? When you're just too jittery to sleep, and all you can think about is how you need to sleep now, which only increases the jittery feeling and decreases the likelihood that you will ever actually go to sleep, and makes you feel sick to your stomach at the same time. Yes, well, that is how I am feeling right now. Okay, good night again.
The Anticipation, 2 weeks out.
Hey, did you see that email I forwarded you?
The one from Sasha?
Yeah, she sent me that survey that she made for her partner before they moved in together.
Well, let's take it.
When?
Now.
Okay, let me just pull it up. Got it, you ready?
Yep.
Question one, housework. Rank order the following household tasks in terms of your preference for doing them. Don't worry about the total time. Just think about which ones, minute by minute, you enjoy most.
Okay, let's rank them separately and then share afterwards.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, you first. What's your top chore?
Cooking. What about you?
Watering plants.
That was one of the chores?
No, but I like watering plants, so I added it. Okay, next.
All right, number two, shopping. Then doing dishes. Then number four, household budget.
Two, household repairs. Three, cooking. Four, doing dishes. Five, animal care.
We don't have an animal.
Well, it was on the survey. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe we should get a dog.
Five, laundry. Six, dusting and vacuuming. Seven, mopping and sweeping. Then cleaning and bathroom. Then household repairs. Then car repairs, I guess. Are you excited?
Yes.
Nervous?
A little bit.
The packing. 3 days out.
Hey!
How's it going?
Good.
How's the packing?
Well, I brought some cardboard boxes up from the basement and I leaned them against the wall.
It's a start.
Now I'm drinking cider and staring at them.
An important stage in packing.
Mm-hmm.
Still packing. One night out.
Seven years is a long time to be in one place. I keep looking around the room and feeling kind of preemptively nostalgic. Like I'm already longing to be back here, even though I'm still here. I decided I wanted to spend the last night here alone, so now I am procrastinating and putting off taking things off my walls. I know that once the walls are bare, this will feel really real. And I'm excited about moving in with Adam, but I'm gonna miss this place. I've also been thinking about the fact that my mother lived in this apartment when she was pregnant with me, so I spent my last night in utero on the other side of that bedroom wall.
Chaos. Day after. And the day after that. And several more days after that, too.
I'm using my socks.
Hey, have you seen the toothpaste?
In a box.
Aha, very funny. I saw them in the drawer.
Do you think the silver should go in here? Or in here?
The books won't fit.
Which do you like better?
Hey, have you noticed that it looks like the refrigerator is leaking?
You
found the toothpaste.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah,
there's
water showering
in
the bottom there.
Yeah, we should get something. I'm going to call the landlord about that. That's okay. Okay, let's put it up. Cheers.
Cheers. Just, you know, a dozen boxes to go.
A dozen? Try okay. Like three dozen.
Maybe more like 15.
Home again. 2 months after.
So what's your favorite part of the new apartment?
You. What's yours?
Our dog.
We don't have a dog yet.
Yeah, I think it's a sign we should get one.
Documenting the mundane, now.
Nothing about this story of our move feels exactly profound enough to warrant the effort of being turned into a story. Then again, this weekend, I watched Adam tackle digging through some of the boxes that he brought with him from his old apartment that he hasn't opened since his mother died when he was 18. The boxes are filled with journals and pictures and mostly mundane stuff. One of the boxes had his mother's date books, and he flipped to his birthday in February of 1988, and his mother had written in giant blue pen letters with a big exclamation point, Adam! Exclamation point. As I watched his wonder and delight and occasional tears at all these details, I felt grateful that he kept these boxes and that his mother documented the mundane. Who knows? Maybe this ordinary yet personal audio will take on some meaning in time as well.